Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Taylor Dudley, a 35-year-old Navy vet from Lansing, Michigan, was detained by Russian Border Patrol police in April of 2022 after attending a music festival. For reasons unknown, Dudley crossed from Poland into a Russian enclave, which is a territory governed by Moscow between Poland and Lithuania. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is attributed for securing his release. Idaho student's murder suspect Brian Koberger briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. What this essentially means is that he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26th. His defense team also filed a request for discovery and information about a co-defendant. The probable cause affidavit does not identify a co-defendant. Thursday's storms in the South USA have taken a toll.
So far, at least six people are reported dead in Alabama following storms Thursday. The fatalities reported in Autauga County, and officials in the city of Selma said there was, quote, significant damage there. Governor Kay Ivey's declared a state of emergency for at least six counties, while Georgia is under a statewide emergency. Thousands of customers in both states were without power as of Thursday evening. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at the age of 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. Paramedics were called to a home in Calabasas, California, Thursday mid-morning. Craig Little, a spokesman for the county's fire department, said the call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California, is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. National Football League playoffs start up this weekend. Games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. This is USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen on Thursday appointed former Governor Pete Ricketts, also a Republican, as the state's next senator, replacing Senator Ben Sasse, who officially resigned earlier this week to become the next president at the University of Florida. Pillen said he realized Ricketts was the best choice because the next senator had to be someone who believes in less government and fiscal accountability. The first round of the playoffs are this weekend in the National Football League. Julio Flores reports.
Wild card weekend in the NFL is here as the opening round of the playoffs officially kicks off on Saturday. The Seahawks travel to San Francisco for an NFC West showdown with the 49ers. The Chargers are also on the road playing the Jaguars for the night game. On Sunday, the Dolphins head to Orchard Park to square off against the AFC East rival Buffalo Bills. Meanwhile, the Giants travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings later in the day. The nightcap features an AFC North clash between the Bengals and the Ravens in Cincinnati, and the weekend concludes Monday night when the Cowboys take on the Buccaneers. I'm Julio Flores.
History was made at the Oakland, California Unified School Board meeting on Wednesday as the members voted to keep several schools open. School board member Mike Hutchinson says he's been fighting to keep the schools open for 7 years.
It means a lot. We have a lot of folks who in Oakland carry a lot of scars and trauma from having had our schools closed, from having to live under this threat. And it just really represents a new day with a new board.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the one and only Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, same to you. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, lots to be thankful for. I mean, all things considered, you know, it's one thing to be thankful when you're at the peak and everything is going really good. But when you're in that valley of shadow of death and you still can manage to be thankful, I think that's maybe when our gratitude and our thankfulness is more appreciated by God at that period of time as opposed to when it's all going hunky-dory, huh?
Yeah, I think that's one of the great challenges to a Christian is to read that scripture where it says to give thanks in all situations and to recognize that doesn't just mean when you're on top. It means when you're on the bottom, too. Because
yeah,
you could be on the bottom on earth, but you know what? You still got the mansion. You still got everything going for you and your ultimate home in heaven. So, you know, keep your eyes on the prize if it's good.
Yeah, it reminds me that we should live with, like you said, the eye on the prize with the end in mind and knowing that all really is well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, certainly we can always find stuff that's going wrong around us because we're in a fallen culture, living in a fallen world. But, I mean, one of the great things about knowing Christ as your Savior is you know that that isn't the end of the story for us. So, yeah, I mean, how can you not look forward to that?
Well, really, you know, you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, you've got a bet, so to speak. I can reduce it to human terms for a big Super Bowl game. Your team is losing, but you already know what the score is. And so you get to enjoy the game in peace and a little bit, you know, perspective. And you're kind of like in anticipation watching how the quarters are played out and how your team wins in the very end. You know the end from the beginning and you know how it's going to play out. It's just exciting to observe and see how the players on the field make that happen.
Yeah, you know, to me, again, everything, because I'm like the hammer that sees everything as a nail, everything for me goes back to worldview. And so if I can keep my head focused on the notion that I'm here to know God, to love Him, to serve Him with all my heart, mind, strength, and soul, and if I just do that and recognize that the results are above my pay grade, all I have to do is my little piece. Stay in my lane, do what God made me to do, and if all the other folks in the kingdom of God that are here on earth today do their part, it's going to work out spectacularly. And even if it doesn't, that's up to God to figure out how to reconcile. I just have to do my part.
Yeah, exactly. Loving God, loving His people, and moving forward in faith, knowing, again, the end from the beginning, knowing what the final chapter of Revelation is all about, and who comes to rule over all, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And that's been my focus recently, again, more consistently, because of where we are politically in this world today, George.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were totally objective, you'd realize, man, we're living in a complete mess. We have created a shambles of this thing that used to be, I think, a lot stronger, a lot purer. It was never perfect, but, you know, it was better. Mm-hmm. It's worse now, but that's okay. I serve the God of all mm-hmm. creation, who's going to make it all right, right for me. And so, yeah, I'll do the best I can today. Trust that he has control of everything, that there are reasons for why these things are going like this. And it may be to give me an opportunity to talk to people about the fact that, look at what a mess we've made. We really don't know what we're doing. Maybe we need more God. You know, and if we do that work, we'll be better off. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about your pay grade and that, I mean, look at, do we have anybody here on earth that is handling, you know, the trans situation, the confusion, women and men in, you know, in competing for the same scholarship in sports, open borders, you know, crime rate through the roof. I mean, it is endless. And you go, oh, yeah. And on top of that, let's throw in like a university in California. I think they offer in excess. I think it's now over 90 gender options. I mean, it's like, how do you talk about, how can you debate, you know, with somebody who has a worldview that accommodates over 90 gender, you know, options?
You know, I look at that and I say, kudos to you. Now, that is creativity. You know, I couldn't sit here and come up with 90 if you put a gun to my head. So I don't know how to do it, but congratulations. See, most of them are false. I mean, you got two true ones mm-hmm. there. Let's play that game and figure out which two are real. But, you know, apart from right. that, I mean, the reality is, yeah, we just have to keep moving forward. See, this is one of the things that troubles me about our culture today is that when you look at the scriptures, it talks about capturing God's vision for humanity and for the world and committing mm-hmm. yourselves to that. And when we look at the American political scene, what we see are all kinds of people who have, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of other big visions that they have for America, but they're not God's. And that's where we get astray. So we need our pastors, we need our fathers, we need our leaders, we need our professors, we need all the people of authority to just take a deep breath and say, oh, time out here. What is right. God's vision? Because that's the one that's going to put it all together and really give us a great sense of joy.
And we need all Christians, all people of faith, to know the word, to be intentional, to be responsible, because it's a symbiotic type of relationship between God and man, is it not?
Well, and that's the whole idea of discipleship, is that we build a community here so that we can have deeper community with him. And we have that mm-hmm. relationship going back and forth. But, yeah, I mean, if I don't know what the scriptures have to say, I've got nothing to add to the conversation but my feelings. Who gives a rip?
Exactly.
I feel they're going to be different tomorrow. So, you know, I know we can't rely on them. So, yeah, I better get conversant with God's word. And even if I don't know things, at least go to people who I think probably do. And let's have that kind of a dialogue. I don't mind somebody smarter than me, deeper than me, more mature than me, you know, setting me right, put me on the right path before God. That's what the church mm-hmm. is. That's what we're supposed to do
exactly.
for each other. That's why we want to be a community. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I am as well. I mean, after all, when you consider, you know, sometimes I think when we talk about the church, George, people are so casual about it. And I go, you got to wait a minute. Hang on for just a second and consider the fact that, you know, it wasn't anybody here on earth that established the church. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself. This is his institution. How bought and sold do you think Jesus Christ is for this institution, George?
I mean, I don't see you and I going down there nailing ourselves to a cross. So, you know, saying, put everybody's sins on me. I'll carry them. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That would completely break us as if we're not broken already. So, yeah, you know, I mean, we got to keep in mind, yeah, we can be casual about this, take a more postmodern approach where nothing really matters, you know, just make ourselves feel good. Or we can have the egomaniacal approach of, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. It's not my idea. It's got to be my idea. My idea is worthless. I mean, ideas still in my mind and my heart.
Amen.
Coming out of my life.
Yeah.
If I do that, I can serve him.
Yeah, we were just talking about our ideas, and God hears our ideas, and the Bible says he laughs. We go to break while you're laughing and joining with God. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George writes, Americans are at a turning point and must finally decide if they want government to rule their lives or if they will rule themselves. Right, George?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those situations. situations where right now people have been, a lot of people have been indifferent. A lot of people feel disconnected. Most of the others feel antagonistic toward people with different ideas. But the only way to fix any of that is for us to recognize, you know, that the beauty of the republic, the democratic republic that we have in the United States, is that it's government of the people, by the people, for the people, which means we have to know, first of all, who we are. What's our identity? Our research is showing that Americans are as confused as they've ever been, maybe more so. And so we've got to clarify that identity. And, of course, the Bible gives us real clear instructions about who we are in Christ. So if we were to take that and recognize that the kind of leadership the scriptures suggest or recommends or proposes to us is servant leadership, and then we look at what we have in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals and in our city halls, for the most part, there are some great leaders in America, but for the most part, we don't have servant leaders. And in point of fact, most people understand that intuitively. Because we know that huge majorities of Americans say that all of our elected officials, or at least most of them, are corrupt and incompetent. Well, if that's the case, how's it going to change if we don't take ownership of the process? And so we've got to get to this place where we recognize we own the government. They work for us. It's a shared republic, but we hold them accountable for what they're doing. And play this whole game very differently. But again, I would contend that it only works when it's based on understanding God's word and who we are in Him.
Without a doubt. I mean, and I believe this is why the elites and the D.C. Beltway is so fearful of the idea of we the people. Because, you know, consider the cumulative intelligence of 330 million versus, what, 456, 500 elected officials in our government. I got to think 330 million people, that's smarter than a limited number of elected officials. And it scares them to think that we would come together united to really do what our founding fathers, and when I say our founding fathers, let's go back to the Pilgrims. I think they're overlooked as an entity. I mean, it's because of answered prayer, their prayers, their sacrifice, that God blessed us with this American idea. And, you know, the question is, well, how are you doing with that idea now?
Yeah, and, you know, I'd even go back to something you just said about, you know, the people not being smart enough. This really isn't whether or not they're smart enough. This isn't a matter of who's smarter. This is a matter of who's more moral. Because your nation doesn't necessarily work when you got the smartest people running it. We've had governments that were filled with people from the Ivy League schools, and they ran it aground. It's not about just total intelligence. It's about, do you know what truth is? Because that's what running a nation is all about. We're in the pursuit of truth, because it's the truth that sets us free, not the government. And so we need to understand that truth and then ingrain it in every dimension of government. And so whether you're a farmer or whether you're a PhD coming out of Harvard, it doesn't matter. What matters is, how's your heart with God? Do you understand that He is truth? He's given us truth, and our responsibility is to pursue and implement that truth. You can do that whether you're out working in the fields at 5 or you're up in the ivory tower at 9 a.m. That's the key thing, is where are you coming from? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like you, George, I hold to a biblical worldview. You and I have been joined at the hip on this issue from day one. And when I talk about the cumulative intelligence, let me clarify. I go to what the Word of God says, and it says the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. You know, that's the intellect. That is the kind of thing that we need operating, is consistent with the rule and reign of God and God's will to be done. But if you're not connected to God, you're not aware, so you can have all the degrees you want, but it doesn't match. It doesn't match up because you're not consistent. You're not compliant with the infrastructure that God has placed in motion. In fact, you're ignorant of it, and as a result of being ignorant, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to do a lot of damage to yourself and other people as a result, are you not?
Yeah, and to me, that's one of the reasons why, even though Americans are confused about so many things right now, who they are, where we're going, you know, what our history is. But one of the things that they do know and that they do hold to is the fact that we've got a great political system. And it's the system itself that is not broken. 71% believe that our democracy is fine, that our political system is fine. The problem is the people who are propelling it forward. We've got some bad actors in there who are trying to break the system and are doing everything they can to clog the system. And so the American people, in their own wisdom, understand, the system isn't the problem. We just need better people. Now, the problem comes here when it's about defining what is a better person. Is it somebody with more degrees, somebody with more government experience, or is it somebody who knows truth? And once we can clarify for the public, that's what we're looking for. Somebody who can be a servant leader in the mold that God describes in his scriptures, because they understand truth and they're willing to be silent enough and quiet and still enough to wait for a sense of his vision, not our own vision, because our own vision is emotional. It's going to wind up being erroneous. What we need is God's everlasting vision to bring us forward. And when we have those kind of leaders, the people will get excited. The people will get engaged in ways that they are not engaged today. Because today what we have are people who are self-servants. They're not servants to the people.
Well, and the other thing, too, that injures us, George, is the narrative that's out there, controlled by the mainstream media, that obviously is biased. They're going to be against, just like they were against Jesus when he was here. They were going to find ways to cancel. Jesus was probably one of the early ones to be canceled. So this is where it requires discernment by we the people who understand, when God's word goes out, it finds its mate. And, when you have that moment of revelation and confirmation, my prayer is that would be realized in a deeper context, in a more powerful way that could offset, the cancel culture, the mainstream media, social media, and that's trying to tell us what we should believe. They're trying to tell us what we should believe, not us, as we talked about early on, being responsible, having self-rule and self-responsibility for, the knowledge that we have. And this is why I tell people all the time, you got to own your knowledge. Own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would add to that, this goes back to an axiom that I use all the time. I'm a measurement guy. I'm a researcher, a sociologist. So the phrase that I use is, you get what you measure. Well, when I look at our system of governments, what do we measure today? What do we talk about? We measure political dominance as if that's the end game. Well, when that's what you measure, that's what you get. So what are we looking at to determine dominance? Who holds the most seats? Who's amassed the most resources? Who can circumvent the system to get the most things done, regardless of what the law says? That's not how we should be playing the game. What we want to do here is measure the things that bring honor, pleasure, respect, dignity to God himself. Because when we have a government that does that, it's also going to respect the people. And it will enable us to do those very same things with God. So, to me, a lot of this, it always goes back to your worldview. And I think part of this, too, comes back to family. We talked earlier about how the number one value in American society today across all the demographic groups we look at is family. Why? Because God instituted that unit to be the measure of things, to be the center of things.
Dr. George Barna, what a great Thanksgiving message. Thank you for sharing it. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks. And to you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pillen on Thursday appointed former Governor Pete Ricketts, also a Republican, as the state's next senator, replacing Senator Ben Sasse, who officially resigned earlier this week to become the next president of the University of Florida. Idaho student's murder suspect Brian Koberger briefly appeared in court on Thursday, where he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing. This means he will not appear in a courtroom again until June 26. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Herr as special counsel to investigate top-secret documents found at President Biden's home and office. Lisa Marie Presley, the only child of Elvis Presley, has died at 54 years old. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, made the announcement. The call for help was for a woman in full cardiac arrest. Calabasas, California is a 30-minute drive northwest from downtown Los Angeles. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Dr. and Reverend Jim Harden joins us now from Compass Care. Hey, Jim, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, thanks for having me back. It's great to be with you again.
Well, lots to talk about in terms of, you know, how life is being, you know, kept front and center, and some inroads that we're making since the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Recently, House Republicans have approved a Born Alive bill. And we say, well, gosh, isn't it about time that we respect, you know, life? And so, of course, the Democrats are losing their skulls over this bill, right?
Yeah, and it makes no sense because the bill is really not about abortion. It's about, you know, re-emphasizing a physician's duty to care, his oath-bound duty to protect life after the baby's been born, okay? Mm-hmm. This is not about abortion. It's not about whether or not a baby should be protected before he or she is born. It's about what happens when a baby is born in a botched abortion and the baby comes out alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's the doctor's duty to care for that child because under the Constitution right now, again, this law is somewhat redundant because under the Constitution right now, that baby is constitutionally protected as a person under the law.
Right.
So
right.
Any doctor that refuses to provide care not only violates his oath, his physician oath to provide care, but also violates the law. Yeah. And should be and under law right now, that doctor should be tried for murder.
Exactly. And the thing is that you know, look what happened with Gosnell. And I think it was so shocking, the evil that was so demonstrative there that went on in Pennsylvania was so demonstrative and shocking to people. It caused them brain damage. They didn't know what to do. And this is amazing, like you say, is that here it is, you know, you've already got a law and now you've got to have a law on top of the law. You know, like, look at, why don't we just enact the law? If these doctors start getting arrested, then they might realize, oh, my goodness, the law is in force, right?
That's right. And, you know, it's funny because the law, you know, Gosnell should have been arrested many times over. But the Pennsylvania government and the Department of Health looked the other way consistently. He was complained about over and over again, and they looked the other way. Same thing is happening all across this country and has been since 1973 and before when these doctors – these doctors are – they're quite frankly, let's just be frank. We've got serial murder going on. Serial murder.
Right.
And it's happening. If you're willing to kill a preborn boy or girl, what's the difference between it's just a few inches and a difference of time. That's all it is.
Exactly.
You kill it. Yep.
And Jim, what happened there with Gosnell, again, was racist. I mean, part of the reason they turned their head, because it was blacks, it was minorities, it was the less thans. And so we don't worry about it. We're going to be more concerned about a nail salon than an abortion clinic, right? I mean, that was how they acted. And that's what was real clear is that if Gosnell would have been operating a nail salon, he'd have gotten in trouble. He wouldn't have been able to last this long. But he's operating an abortion clinic, killing babies, and he's operating with with impunity.
He is. And I've said this before, and I just said it again in a press release. Abortion is racist.
Yes.
Abortion is racist. And the reason I say that is because all you got to do is look at the stats. Nearly 40% of all abortions in America are perpetrated on 13.6% of the population, the black community.
Right.
If every single black baby was alive today that was aborted since 1973, the black population would be 30% of the entire American population right now, more than twice what it is right now.
Right.
And the abortion industry is being given a pass, as you just described. The medical community is looking the other way. Health departments are looking the other way. And why? The roots of the abortion industry, specifically Planned Parenthood, is eugenic, meaning that you know, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was a eugenicist.
And
she basically, what that means is, you know, they believe in Darwinian evolutionary theory that we're derived from apes or whatever, and there's multiple races of man, and that the eugenicist believes you can speed up the evolutionary process by taking out the human weeds.
Yeah.
And who do they believe the human weeds are? All you got to do is look at the numbers.
70%
of all Planned Parenthoods are located in minority neighborhoods, and they're being perpetrated against black people.
Right, exactly. Black and Hispanics. Hispanics, 25%. So between the two, you're almost talking three-fourths of the population is being annihilated here, all in the name of eugenicism and the survival of the fittest.
And who are they attacking? Who's the abortion industry attacking right now? They're attacking their only competition and the people that are coming out, like you and I, speaking the truth.
Right.
The new Democratic Party's KKK is Jane's Revenge, the pro-abortion terrorist group, and the new cross in the front yard is burning down pregnancy centers. Why? Because we're telling people the truth, basically saying, look, all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable, deserving of protection without partiality, without qualification from the womb to the tomb. That's a dangerous idea to people who want absolute power.
Well, exactly. And then look what happened with the climate change conference. You know, the world was presented their new God in the name of climate change with their own version of the Ten Commandments. I mean, you continue to remove God out of the picture. He who created them male and female made them in their image. You take that away. And Lord have mercy, Jim, we've got a real war for life on our hands here right now. So even though Roe v. Wade has been reversed, we have to maintain vigilance. And God bless you and Compass Care and all that you've gone through. This has not been easy. I mean, you decided to go on the front line and be a target. And they've come after you, and as you mentioned, Jane's Revenge, and even for this radio show, we've been attacked, we've been canceled. People have heard the commercials here, and we're grateful for our audience that's been responding and they want this radio show to continue, and they are donating to the cause so that we can continue to stay on the air and speak truth to power.
Yes. Praise God. I'm very grateful for your willingness. And here's the thing. I believe, and we have to believe, that God is our protector, not government. God is our provider, not government.
Right.
God is the one who instills within each human being dignity, not government. And so, when we stand on the principles of who God is and who he made us to be to reflect his image back to each other and to him, he shows up. We give him an opportunity. In faith, he will show up on behalf of those that sacrifice themselves for him and for other people, just like Jesus did on the cross. Mm-hmm. Jesus is not just a good example. He empowers us. And by the way, while we're speaking of the cross, Jesus Christ died on the cross. When he did that, he basically communicated to the world the value of humanity. There is no greater value. You can't assign a value to God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. But he shed his blood and demonstrated that he assigns a value to humanity, and it is invaluable. And then he says what? Go and do likewise. Be the good Samaritan. Reach out and protect the weak and the vulnerable. Give them their lives back. And we're here to say that there is no one more weak and more vulnerable, voiceless child whose mother thinks she's got no other choice than to abort him or her.
You know, Jim, I got to tell you, in my recent devotion time, God had really drawn me to look at the blood of Jesus a little bit different, deeper, in a sense that this is the blood of God himself that was shed. I mean, when you consider the awesomeness and the holiness of God's own son, his very blood that was shed to set us free, to bring us, to reconcile us with him, fallen people, I got to tell you, It stopped me in my tracks, Jim. As it comes back to me and it cycles back into my mind to consider how precious the blood of Jesus is, that it is just not like everybody's blood. I mean, this is God's very own blood that he puts himself on the cross to sacrifice for us that we might be reconciled to him.
It's an overwhelming truth. It's an overwhelming and humbling truth. That God would see fit to assign that blood to us into our account. Absolutely humbling.
So precious and sanctified and holy. Holy. I'll tell you, there's just not enough words. And I'm just going to leave you with that thought for just a moment. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Reverend Jim Hardin from Compass Care. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com, and thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, the irony of the response of Democrats over the House Republicans approving a Born Alive bill is rather rich. It's consistent. Pro-abortion politicians condemn the passing of this law, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She says today, instead of joining Democrats to condemn all political violence, House Republicans chose to push their extreme anti-choice agenda. She tweeted following its passing, Democrats believe everyone deserves the freedom to access reproductive health service. That's everyone except the baby, without fear of violence, intimidation, or harassment. She makes this, Jim Harden, into a political issue as opposed to a human issue. And to me, that I mean, humanity trumps politics, does it not?
Yes, and I think that politicians disqualify themselves to represent a free society when they refuse to protect the citizenry. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this bill was not about abortion. Mm-hmm. This bill was about protecting babies that are already born. And they used these pro-abortion Democrats in charge of the Democratic Party are simply they're not even bothering to look at the language of the bill. Yes. They just use it as a platform for propaganda purposes.
Right.
They're trying to use moral outrageous terms in order to manipulate their voting bloc.
Exactly.
And they're going to keep doing this all the way to the presidential election.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fundraising component for them. That's what they do. Like you say, they throw this out to their bloc and they raise money, an incredible amount of money. And people, I think oftentimes it's quite interesting when I speak with staunch Democrats and we talk about this issue. And when you lay the truth out for them, it becomes undeniable. And say, don't you see how you're being manipulated? And and I think what's happening, Jim, is more and more people. In fact, I just had dinner with some very staunch Democrats the other night, and it was amazing to me how their eyes are starting to open up. And I thank God for that, because this is what's necessary. You know, the Bible says that people without vision will perish. And that vision is revelation. And that revelation comes from the throne room of God. It comes from a knowledge of God. So you have no knowledge of God, you render yourself stupid in the process. And thank God, you know, we're starting to wake up and, you know, get connected with our brains and common sense here.
Amen. You know, when I look at this particular piece of legislation, both pieces of legislation, actually, the House concurrent resolution number 3 that the Democrats voted as a block against, and as well as this this bill that was passed to protect infants born alive from botched abortions, they clearly did not read the bill.
Right.
Or because they voted as a block, maybe they did read the bill,
mm-hmm.
but they're being told how to vote.
Exactly.
Either way, they're making a mockery of the legislative process, and quite frankly, in my estimation, represent a conspiracy to deprive pro-life citizens and infants of their 14th Amendment rights of equal protection under the law.
Exactly. And, Jim, you bring out a good point here. I mean, they've become a rubber stamp. The Democrats have. They're all lockstep. And this is what we saw here recently in the selection of a speaker. 15 rounds and 20 brave people saying, no, we're not going to go with the status quo and continue to be rubber stamped and have bills pushed on us like that, that $1.7 trillion boondoggle that wasn't even fully written. I mean, in the words of Nancy Pelosi, going back to the Affordable Care Act, oh, she was so excited. We just have to pass it to find out what's in it. Are you kidding me? That's the way our legislature works today? Exactly, because that's the way the Democrats have influenced the legislative body. And thank God we had 20 brave Republicans who said, no, we're gonna hold the line. And in doing that, they did not only America, dare I say the world, a big favor in this process.
You're right. These Democrat people are being reckless and irresponsible, playing flat, fast and loose with the legislative process. And what that means is it's only going to harm the American form of government, which ultimately will harm the world.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yes.
Because America is the last stronghold, the last holdout mm-hmm. for true representative democracy where all people are protected equally. And that is what's being attacked right now. That's mm-hmm. why abortion is a flashpoint. It's not about abortion for these people. It's
right.
about what abortion gives them. It gives them absolute power, the ability to decide who lives and who dies, who's protected under the law and who's not. And that's what all the governments throughout history that have perpetrated crimes against humanity have done, is they have amassed to themselves the power to decide who lives and who dies.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to be very careful of and very leery of with these 209, 210 pro-abortion Democrats in Congress.
Yeah, the spirit of eugenicism is that they believe in their hearts of hearts, like Bill Gates and these globalists, that the world cannot sustain 8 billion people. I mean, talk about putting yourself in the position of God. And this is what drives, we're doing the world a favor. We're conserving the resources. Well, who appointed you, God? This is a self-appointment, and they continue to perpetuate this stuff. And then meanwhile, as you say, then you get all these dangerous elements like Senator Mazie Hirono. I mean, she's yelling a literal call to arms against pro-life people. Remember last year in the midst of a massive pro. Of course, you know, they went after you. And exactly.
Yes. And, you know, you take a look at Thomas Malthus, the cousin. Of Charles Darwin, and he basically started this whole concept that we need to have some kind of population control because the world's not going to be able to sustain 2 billion people or whatever it was at the time. Mm. Well, the reality is, human beings are not consumers primarily. Human beings are primarily creators.
Right,
we're made in the image of God, and when you extract God, as you talked about in the earlier segment, when you extract God from the formula, you just see human beings as a virus. As a problem. We are the crown of creation, and we are problem solvers. That's
right.
Why there's 8 billion people sustained on this globe right now, because mm-hmm. human beings carry their own creative power, and we
exactly.
can solve problems together.
Exactly. And this is why God gave us that command to be fruitful and multiply. Why would God tell us to do something that we're not supposed to do? That it's innate to us. Jim, we just do this. It's a natural response. And then we have these forces, these government forces that impede the natural thing that God has built into us. We know, we may not quite understand that it's wrong, but we just, in our very hearts, we get frustrated and we get angry. But it's because we're kicking against, the natural forces that God has put into play, regardless of the manipulation of Democrats or other politicians that think they know better than God.
That's right. You know, these politicians and these people that have their hand on the switch of power, are trying to remake the world. They're trying to remake humanity. It's an anarchist mentality. And, mm-hmm. and the anarchist mentality is seen writ large in the transgender movement. People not only rejecting the moral law, but rejecting the natural law, even in and of themselves. It's lawlessness.
Exactly.
And that's what the government, you know, people in power need to do if they're going to change the world according to their own designs. They have to destabilize and undermine the existing structures, specifically those structures that created a free and stable society. And that is the Judeo-Christian belief system.
Exactly.
That's founded on the basis that the belief that we are made in God's image.
Mm-hmm. And no surprise here, God said this was going to happen, right? The lawlessness was going to reign. You take righteousness out of the picture, the people start to groan, they're not very happy. This is what's happening right now, not only in America, but around the world. Look what's happening in Brazil, other areas, Russia, go right on down. You see the restlessness. People are groaning. They're in pain right now because of the increase in lawlessness. And so here it is, and you say from Judeo-Christian principles, God told us this was going to happen. What is their God, Jim, are you aware of, that has, you know, pointed to these things, you know, time and again? I mean, here it is. The Bible is loaded with all kinds of prophecies, of which probably two-thirds have already been fulfilled exactly as God said is going to happen. We got about a third remaining, and I keep asking the question, what's the likelihood that the remaining third is going to be fulfilled as well?
100%.
Yeah.
That's the likelihood. 100%. I mean, you look at what's going on right now and how the Bible has described what the end times are going to look like. I think we're going to be hard-pressed to – I mean, obviously, we're closer to the end times than we've ever been, simply by the nature of time.
Right.
But you look at what's actually happening in the world today as Bible end-time prophecy describes, it looks awfully familiar. All you got to do is read Ezekiel or Daniel or Revelation or, you know, some of the writings of Paul and the Thessalonians. Even what Jesus said was going to happen at the end of Matthew 24.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a rejection of sound teaching. Having, you know, a rejection of parents, a rejection of, you know, of respectability and of other human beings, the chaos that ensues with the lawlessness that you just described, it's all happening.
Exactly.
We as Christians, I think, are honored to live in that this time frame.
Exactly.
Where we can stand on principle for the Lord and you know, be found in the company of other believers at the end of time with Christ and stand you know, humbly in his presence, saying that we endured, we persevered.
Exactly. Jim, it's an appointed time, isn't it?
It is.
And when God appoints a time, that is hugely significant. And so we need to be vigilant and be aware and be closer to God, holding on to his garment like we've never held on before.
Amen.
In my humble opinion.
That's the key.
Jim, how can people be in touch and support Compass Care?
Oh,
we got eight seconds left. Go ahead.
They can go to CompassCareCommunity.com. That's CompassCareCommunity.com.
Reverend Jim Harden from Compass Care. Thank you, Jim. Take care. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar?